Today is January 1st, 2021. We finally got 2020 in our rearview mirror, and it couldn't happen soon enough. We are starting off the new year with a blank canvas. We can make this year anything we want, make it the best year ever. What's the plan to make that happen? And hope is not a business strategy. Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Check out my website at theroofercoach.com, where you'll get some great business strategies, tips, and free downloads to help you build a more profitable roofing business. So what's the beginning of this year look like for you? Are you just going to continue doing what you've been doing? Just get in there, put your head down, keep grinding it out. You're wearing all those hats. You're working your ass off. You may not be getting anywhere, but you're working hard and you're always busy. So something must be going on. Now, you're just on the hamster wheel. You're getting nowhere. Or what about making those New Year's resolutions? Do you ever do that? Okay, maybe, you know, you're going to join a gym. You're going to lose weight. You're going to get into shape. You're going to stop boozing so much, stop eating so much. Well, there's a reason why gym memberships skyrocket in the month of January. And you can't get on a machine, you can't get in there, but come February 1st, man, it's wide open. Because everybody just dropped those. They can't keep that pace going. They've got the big dreams, the big goals. But hey, you know, today we're going to talk about keeping things simple. You know, you want to lose weight, you want to get in shape, go buy a dog, okay? Go out and walk the dog every day. You'll get true love, man. Your dog will always love you no matter what you did the night before. It's a great, simple way to get in shape, lose some weight, get out there and get some fresh air, regroup, you know, do something every day that's simple and easy. I get on my bike. I just go for a bike ride about an hour and a half in my neighborhood. Got this paved trail. I don't work up a massive sweat, but it gets me out, clears my mind, gives me a chance to think, regroup. And it's simple. It's not that difficult. And it's just become part of my routine. And you don't have to think about it. But if you're just coming out of the blue, you're coming up with these lofty goals, New Year's resolutions, they don't work because you can't keep up on them. Life gets in the way. Business gets in the way. But today I'm just going to have a real short show. Not that many people listen. It's New Year's Day. You should be spending time with your family, not listening to me. And refreshing your mind, regrouping, thinking ahead, getting your plan together. Taking some time by yourself to take a step back and think these things through. Where do you want to be this time next year, January 1st, 2022? What's your destination? Where do you want to end up? What does that day look like? Once we know that destination, we can come back to the beginning, reverse engineer a plan to get us there, a roadmap. You see that mountaintop over there? That's where we're going. All right, guys, here's the plan. Here's the trail we're going to take. I know how to get there in the quickest, safest way. You guys follow me, and I will lead you there. So today, we're just going to talk about some simple blocking and tackling, the things that you need to do every day to make progress, that you can keep going, that you can get momentum, becomes a routine, becomes a system, a process that is going to improve. It's going to get you there a little more every day towards that goal, towards that January 1st, 2022. And I'm going to give you some tips how to do that, some simple ways that you can implement in your company that can make some big differences. It's those little things that make the difference as long as you're consistent and you do them every day and you do them really well. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I talk about planning all the time. What's the plan? Getting a business plan together, knowing where you're going, your destination, and how you're going to get there. And you can go to my website at theroofershow.com, and there's a free download. It's the one-page business plan. Download it. It's really simple. I mean, it's not complicated. It will take you a couple hours to just kind of go through, but it'll give you a good idea of how to really build a business plan, get you started thinking about the planning process, where you're going to go this year. And I'm going to touch on a lot of these things because here we are. We got, as I say, blank canvas. We're beginning the new year. What is this year going to look like? I mean, where are we going? And that last day of the year, where do we want to be? How are we going to get there? We need a plan. And I love talking about planning because, you know, it would start off when I'd go out to a job, for instance. Every time I went out to a project, I'd pull the foreman off and say, okay, what's your plan for today? Always have a plan. Well, I'm going to do this much. I'm going to get this much torn off. And we're going to go through the process of planning and go, well, hey, we got rain coming in here later on, whatever it is, we got to get dried in. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's just not getting the plan, but it's that process of planning. This is why I love this quote by Dwight D. Eisenhower. He's getting ready to invade on D-Day, invade the beaches of Normandy. So this guy is the supreme commander, and we can probably learn a thing or two from him. And Eisenhower says, plans are worthless, but planning is everything. So if you think about that, how true is it? It's going through the process of planning that's so important. Now he goes on, this was during a speech, he goes on, the details of a plan, which was designed years in advance, are often incorrect, but the planning process demands the thorough explanation of options and contingencies. The knowledge gained during this probing is crucial to the selection of appropriate actions as future events unfold. And that's what it's all about. It's not just having the plan. And this is where I talk about the one-page business plan. It's not really, the idea is not to come up with this plan, but it takes you through the process, makes you think of these things. And this is where I always start with my contractors and my coaching program. What are you looking to do? What's your goal here? And let's say I got a contractor that says, well, I'm doing $1 million now, and I want to do $2.5 million this next year. So first question is, why do you want to do that? Well, you know, it's one, that's what so many contractors like. I just got to grow my business. Well, why do you want to grow your business? Well, it turns out, well, I want to make more money because I'm not making enough money now. I'm losing money at $1 million. I go, well, if you're losing money at $1 million, you're not going to make it up at $2.5 million. You're only going to lose money faster and more of it. So if you want to make money, okay, let's start there. You want to make more take-home pay. That doesn't mean getting larger. It means taking a look at the operation. And first off, if we can do the same amount of business, but just make a lot more money, be more profitable, increase our profit margins, how about if we do that? Because if we're going to double the size of our business, you got to, again, come back to the beginning. Well, first, where are you going to get the guys to do that? You're running one crew, say, at $1 million. Now you're going to have to go get another crew, get them trained. Where do you find experienced, qualified guys? You don't go down to the roofer store and pick up another gang of guys. Doesn't work that way. So right there, you got all kinds of problems. You're going to have to train them. That's taking away all your time from making the sales. Now your sales are going to fall off. How are you going to hit that $2.5 million? Well, you know, let's walk through this whole process. And that's what I talk about, the process. I go, well, okay, how about if we look at it another way? We're doing $1 million now, but we're not making any money because we're not charging enough money, number one. So you've got to raise your prices. Number two, you're not selling well. You're so rushed when you're going out and you don't have time to spend with the prospect to answer questions and go through the whole sales process, because you're going out to all these unqualified prospects that aren't going to buy from you anyway, whether they don't have the finances to do it, or they're just looking around, they're just kicking tires, or they want a fifth quote. You're spending all your time running around doing that. How about if we focus down, we'll pre-qualify these guys, we'll get a better lead flow coming in so we have more to choose from, we'll pick off the cream of the crop, people that want to buy the value that we have to offer, so we can raise our prices. Now, maybe you're going to need a little more sales training, so we're going to have to get you into some sales training classes, perhaps, so you can go out there and you feel comfortable asking for the higher price and showing the value that you have and going through the steps, the sales process that you have to learn and get down. How about if we do that? How about if we get these crews to take more responsibility? And so you're not running out there picking up a box of nails at the supplier and running them out there again, because you don't have the system, the process, the checklist of what these guys are going to need to do the job and for them to take responsibility. And they're going to be held accountable. What do you have to do that? Okay. Are we job costing our jobs? Well, how do we know if we're making money or not? Because we're just running these jobs, and I can tell you you're not job costing because you're not making the money that you should be. Oh, yeah. And then they tell me, you know, my spouse is getting ready to divorce me because all I do is work, you know, 100 hours a week, and I never see my family. So if you, and you want to grow your business, you want to double the size of your business, well, you think you're working hard now. Wait till you try to do that. So let's try to make it easier. The tagline for this show is how to make more money and get more free time. That's the things that we talk about. Now, if you want to learn more about how this works, you can jump on a free call with me. I guarantee you will learn at least a few tips, or I'll give you your money back. Oh, that's right. It was free anyway. Go to my contact page on my website at theroofershow.com, and there's a big blue button. Click on that. It'll pull up my calendar. Book a time, and we can talk about your business, what's working, what's not working. It will give you a sounding board to bounce ideas off of. I've done this for 30 years, so get in touch with me, and let's talk business. All right, well, I'm going to wrap this show up, our New Year's show. I'm going to give you three tips that will really change your business. It will make a huge difference if you do it and stay focused and make it happen. And the first one is, as we talked about, get a business plan, man. Go through that process of planning. Make this year a great one. And just take a look. Where do you want to go? How are you going to get there? Let's do the math. Make sure all those pieces fit in. And We get our plan together and make it smooth. Number two, stick with the basics, man. Keep it simple. Do the simple, I always say, blocking and tackling, but that's what it comes down to, is start with those things, do the basics every day, and do them really well. It's going to make a huge difference, and you're going to have far less screw-ups, which is what really helps smooth this business out, man. There's nothing worse than making the same mistakes over and over again. So get your process down, keep it simple, and just follow the program every day. Number three, and most importantly, make sure you have good communication with your prospects, with your customers. And this starts off with making sure that you answer the phone every time, and you do it quickly. And this is where so many companies screw up. It's and all you got to do is just look at the Yelp reviews. I was going through this the other day, and most every one of these 1 and 2 star reviews, the complaints come from people that it's just always poor communication, poor scheduling. I couldn't get hold of them. And half of these are people that had called in to get an estimate, to get a proposal, and they never get a call back. Nobody answers the phone. I mean, how crazy is that? You're getting all these reviews from people that didn't even use your services. You screwed up before you even had the chance to go out there and give them a quote. So I'm going to plug my sponsor, my long-term sponsor, and I want to thank them for sponsoring this show and making it possible to have this show. And that's why I like to support our sponsors, but also these guys are great. And that's Ruby Receptionists. And they are receptionists. They answer that phone. They solve this problem. And they do it with professional friendly receptionists that really just tee up that sale, and they leave a great first impression. I have more and more of my clients using Ruby, and they love it. It's a great investment. It comes back. You're losing opportunities left and right, because if you're sending these people over to voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. They're going to go to your competitor where they can get a live person and get the answers to the questions they've got, because they want them, and they want them now. They don't want to have you, you know, you leave a message, and they figure they're not going to go to call back anyway, so they're not going to leave a message. And this is where Ruby really comes in. So check these guys out. It will make a huge difference in your business, and you can go do the things that you should be doing, which is getting in front of customers with your full focus, where your phone's not ringing in your pocket, and you can sell these projects. And this, just go to callruby.com/roofershow. Check them out. See what they're all about. And if it's right for you, I've got a promo code of roofer50. They'll knock off $50 off your first month's service. So check them out. It's a great service. All right. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy new year, a awesome 2021. Going to have our best year ever. If you need help doing that, make sure you get in touch with me and see if I can help you. I'd love to chat with you and give you that free call. We'll get a strategy session together, and it will help your business, give you a few tips. So until next week, we'll get the show on the road and really have some good things coming on for the podcast this year. We'll get into that next week. But until then, thanks for listening to The Roofer Show.